Aloha, and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. Join us today along with co-hosts Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Leslie Silva, and Martin Arinaga. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. As you hear the gripping stories today from our special guests, we invite you to call us at 296-5467. Again, that's 296-5467. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Ever felt like the task you were given was much smaller than you knew you could handle? You almost felt insulted. How about this? You expect to be recognized or promoted, and someone you think is inferior to you gets the credit and all the rewards. The great evangelist Luis Palau said, "Big doors open on small hinges." Those, you know, important, life-changing moments that take place when you least expect. At times, when they seem insignificant, they're not. Our guest today leads one of the fastest, most dynamic churches in Hawaii. He is also one of the most compelling and entertaining speakers around. Such grandeur didn't happen all at once. You're going to hear about it from him in just a moment. As usual, at the beginning of our show, I'd like to pause even for a moment just to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii show, the reason we're here with you at this very moment, is because God loves you and God knows you. He knows what you're going through, what you're feeling, what you're thinking. He knows us in our ups and our downs. And because of his love, he's drawing you closer and closer to himself. Pastor Dave Barr is the senior pastor of New Hope Windward Christian Fellowship in Kaneohe, Hawaii. New Hope Windward began in January of 2000 and has become a multi-site church with weekly services, even in the largest women's prison on the islands, and multi-services in a theater cinema complex, a 10-theater cinema complex. He's a motivational speaker for businesses and civic organizations. Some of his talks have included subjects on leadership, relationship building, even navigating teams successfully through times of change, difficult change. But before Dave began his full-time ministry, he led a multi-million-dollar international company in Hawaii. He's married with children. He's going to tell us more about that. Let's welcome Pastor Dave Barr to our show. Pastor Dave, welcome.
Thanks, Danny. Great to be here.
Dave, let's just get started from the beginning. Tell us, where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and lived there for 18 years, and then went to college at New Mexico State University, which is about 3 hours south of Albuquerque. And once I graduated from college, I lived in Phoenix, Arizona for 4 years, worked for Terminex International, okay, bug company. Okay. I was a branch manager for them there. And in that company, they move you around quite a bit. And I ended up going to Pasadena, Orange County area. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was there for 4 years. And then I moved here to Hawaii in 1997.
And so your time there at Terminex was really where you developed some of your corporate experience.
Yeah. God used Terminex to groom me for becoming a pastor. It was their, you know, I was part of a bug business, but it was really a people business because I was managing and leading people.
Yeah.
And that's what pastors do as shepherds. So that was the grooming ground for becoming a pastor. I had no idea I was going to become a pastor.
Really?
Yeah. No idea and no desire.
Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
Just personally or spiritually?
Both.
Both? I think personally would be, of course, my mom and dad.
Yeah.
My father influenced me with work ethic and integrity and loyalty.
How did he do that?
He modeled it. Mm-hmm. You know, we learn more from models than we do from manuals.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we live teaches us so much.
Yes.
You know, sometimes it's the way a person lives more so than what they say to you or teach you that teaches you the most.
Mm.
And so my dad modeled that. He modeled loyalty to my mom, to his job, hard work, integrity. And so
what did dad do?
My dad was a hospital administrator in Albuquerque. Mm. And then through God's blessing, he became the president of the hospital system of Southwest Community Health Services.
Wow.
And so he was, for our listeners' understanding, he was a CEO of a hospital system. So he oversaw doctors and hospitals and multi-hospitals and all that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What about your mom?
My mom was a nurse, and she worked with pregnant teenagers to help them. And my mom was a huge influence on my life in the respect of being optimistic, loving people, laughing, and encouraging. And so my mom and dad are great people.
So she was like the person that lifted the mood in an atmosphere.
Yeah, her feathers don't get ruffled easily. And that's helped me because as a leader, and you know this, Danny, that you know leaders deal with problems. And so her example, what she modeled, was quite helpful for me in the various challenges of leadership in my days.
Did you have, you know, siblings, brothers, sisters?
Yep, I had three older sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And they're great sisters as well. And yeah, so it was us four, and just been loving life since I came to Hawaii.
Hmm. Well, you know, it's been quite a change, I would imagine. I mean, being from the corporate world and then now going into the ministry world. How did you become a Christian?
Well, my mom would take us to church growing up. It was a Presbyterian church in Albuquerque.
Okay.
And to be honest, I didn't meet the Lord there, sad to say, and I'm not in any way, shape, or form downing Presbyterians at all.
Mm-hmm.
But at that church, I didn't meet Jesus there. I went to an outreach, a parachurch organization had invited me to, Young Life, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at somebody's house one night. They're having a meeting there, and they did an invitation to invite Jesus into your life at the end. I was 16 and raised my hand, said the prayer, and that's when I became a Christian.
Yeah.
And I basically spent the next 10 years with one foot in the church and the rest of my body in the world and just lived a duplicitous life.
Actually, the small part was in the church, and then the big part was in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was in
the tip of the toe or the whole foot. You know,
I think I had my big toe in the church, and the rest of my body was out in the world partying and living the life of a heathen. And and then it was at age 25 when I was in California. I mean, I was so backslidden that I didn't go to church but maybe four or five times a year.
Mm.
And my life was going good. You know, you hear so many people that come to Christ when their life's really down.
Yeah,
but my life was going good, and my job was blessed. I had great relationships out there. And I asked one of my coworkers at the branch I worked at, I said, "Hey, is there any churches where I live in Mission Viejo, California?" And he said, Yeah, there's a big church by our, about two miles from your house. It's called Saddleback Church. And they meet in a tent. And he was a non-churchgoer, so he kind of looked at me like that is so weird. Mm-hmm. And I thought, all right, well, let me try that one, because I didn't know the area. Mm-hmm. And so I went, and make long story short, I heard the Bible presented to me in a way that I had not heard before in my lifetime, and that was in a way in which it was so understandable. You know, growing up, I heard Bible history lessons, but I didn't hear Bible application lessons. Mm. I didn't hear how Jesus wanted a relationship with me daily, mm-hmm. that he had a plan for my life, that he had a purpose for me and my existence. I thought religion, Christianity, was really a list of do's and don'ts. Don't do this, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I remember leaving that parking lot after hearing Rick Warren, the pastor, preach, and I said, wow, God wants a relationship with me? Hmm. That's weird. How do you have a relationship with an invisible God? Hmm. And he has a plan for my life? I wonder if that's true. And he'll give me power for living and power to change. And he's given me spiritual gifts and passions. And he's got assignments for me here on earth. Man, I wonder if that's true. And Rick challenged the congregation. He said, the Bible says, if you seek God, you will find him. Mm-hmm. And so I remember leaving the parking lot of that church once I attended, and I said, Lord, I know there's a higher power. I think it's you, Jesus, but I don't know who I'm talking to for sure. Yeah. And I'll seek you for 6 months. And if you really have a plan for my life and you want a relationship, man, will you show me that? And those were defining moments for me. I committed to go to church for 6 months. Mm. And then I became what I call a Jesus freak. Oh. I surrendered my life, and I was like, wow, this is real. He's for real. He has a plan for my life. He does want a relationship. He will give you power to change. And I just dove in completely. And by God's grace, I'm still following the Lord.
And this happened when you were 25 years old?
I was 25, yeah.
25 years old, a decision made, a turning point in your life. Isn't it amazing how God interfaces with us at times when, even when we're growing up and we don't fully realize. I also, Pastor Dave, think it's, well, it touches me to think that God will so-called give the time of day to someone who, and I understand what you're saying, you have a little toe in the door of the church, mm-hmm. and a lot outside. Mm-hmm. When we come back from our break, Pastor Dave is going to share more. In a lot of ways, this is really just the beginning. I wonder how God is interfacing in your life. Sometimes it seems like a small thing. We might not even recognize or realize it. You're just living life, but then you come to a point when you say, hey, this is different. Like Pastor Dave, I'm hungering, I'm thirsting for something more. He's going to tell us more. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home. So afraid that you will not be found, it won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Pastor Dave Barr. Pastor Dave is a senior pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Windward, Oahu, right there in Kaneohe. And I just love hearing him speak, love talking with him, and I've treasured the blessing of a godly relationship, a godly friend like him over the years, and even so, to just come and talk story with us today, heart to heart. You know, before our break, Pastor Dave was sharing how at the age of 25, his heart began to open up, and when he went to visit this church that was meeting at a tent, it was this church called Saddleback Community Church. Pastor Rick Warren, and of course, back at that time, he wasn't the Rick Warren that the world knows today with the Purpose Driven Life book and the Purpose Driven Church book and how things have exploded immensely. But he was teaching in a way, Pastor, you mentioned how simple and compelling it was, that the way that you felt God was speaking to you. I mean, if God is interested in me, if he has a purpose for my life, I wonder today if someone is having some of those same thoughts. Pastor Dave, what would you say to somebody who's thinking, huh, that caught me? You know, I'm one of those churchgoers that I feel guilty, but you know, I go Christmas, I go Easter time, but maybe there's still hope for me. What would you say to somebody who's thinking or feeling like that?
Yeah, well, I think I would say the same thing that Rick said to me, if you seek God, you'll find him. I think so often we fall into religiosity, where yeah. We fall into, okay, I want to be a good Christian, and okay, I'm going to go to church on Sundays, and we miss the whole fact that Jesus wants a daily relationship, and that he has a plan for us each and every day, and that the greatest thing we can do is to fulfill the great commandment, to get to know him, to love God with all of our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love others. And so I would encourage those who might be occasional church attenders or CEO attenders, you know, Christmas and Easter only, like I was, to, you know, explore and seek God. Give him a commitment and say, Lord, I want to know why you put me here on earth. This is my one and only life. I don't want to waste it. Mm-hmm. We only go around once. And I want more of your help and more of your power, more of your presence, more of your friendship. Mm-hmm. And then find a church where you can connect with the teaching and the people.
Pastor Dave, there you are, 25. This is happening. You say 6 months, right?
Right.
Of course, you touched on it earlier. You said then you became a Jesus freak. But what happened? What was it that in that period of time, what happened in your life, in your own heart, that changed?
Well, you know, if you knew me back then, I had a few hats I wore, not literally, but figuratively speaking. And one of the hats was the skeptic hat.
Okay.
And so I had a suitcase full of doubts about the Bible, about who God is. I had doubts about if he wanted a relationship and so on. And so for me, it was going to church regularly that kind of kindled the fire within me, this desire to want to know more. And then specifically, I remember the pastor saying, you know, when you pray, don't pray generically, but pray specifically. Because when you pray specifically, when God answers it, you'll know that it's God. And I thought, well, that's true. And he gave, you know, an example from a parable. And without getting into that parable, you know, I thought, well, yeah, that's biblical. And so I started praying specifically. And I'll tell you a quick example. he said, you know, you should pray for your spouse. I wasn't married at that time. You know, pray for who you want to marry. Pray for the job you want. And be specific. Write down things. So I remember, all right, I'll give this a go. And so I wrote down 10 things I wanted in a spouse. And you got to understand, at the time I was 25, I was a bachelor, a lot more immature than I am now. And if you know me now, I'm pretty immature. So I was really immature then. And I wrote down things like, okay, I want her to be 5 foot tall. You know, all these shallow things. I want her to have brown curly hair. I want her to have blue or green eyes. All of these just shallow requests, and I want her to be educated and athletic, and and then I put more specific things. I want her to be fully committed to me, and I want her to love God, and within 6 months, and I know this isn't always the case, but within 6 months I had met who my wife of 15 years now is, Lisa. And she's everything on that list, except for one thing. She wasn't a millionaire. And I have forgiven God for that. No, just kidding. But, you know, and it was just little things like that. We got married, and we wanted to go on a cruise. And, you know, the Bible says you have not because you ask not. And ask, seek, and knock. And so we prayed for a Caribbean cruise. We didn't have money to go on a honeymoon. And so we prayed for a Caribbean cruise. Long story short, I won a cruise at my last job.
Oh.
And guess where it was to? The Caribbean. And it was just things like that that happened. Many different other specific prayer requests that God answered where I went, oh, this isn't coincidence. This is for real. This is God. That there was too many, quote, coincidences happening when I started praying specifically. And God just started to burn in my heart and just kind of woo me and show me how real he was. And so, yeah, that's how it kind of stirred over the years.
Sometimes we need to be reminded. And the beauty of it, which is why you're so engaging, when you tell the stories, I mean, it really brings... It's more than just a history lesson, an impartation of knowledge. You're actually saying, look, this is how it happened. This is what happened to me. This is how God worked in and through my life. And maybe there's somebody listening there thinking, geez, would God really, does he really care that much? Does he really connect with people like that? Because we know that there's a hunger in our hearts to know God.
Yep.
And you know, we were just talking during the break, right? I mean, he's not trying to evade us.
Right.
And go, peekaboo, can you see me? I mean, here I am. Catch me if you can, right? I mean, he wants us to know him. And that's what I hear, Pastor Dave. But there was more that came as a result. I mean, here you are. You're in business. Your career is developing. I'd like to hear more about that, because there was a change that took place. When we come back from our break, Pastor Dave is going to talk with us about change. Things are happening in his life at that time. Things are happening in your life at this time. Is there a change around the horizon? Is God preparing to make a move to do something great? You don't even realize it, but it's happening right now. Stay with us. You're going to hear more from Pastor Dave Barr as he explains what God did and what God can do for you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnan and Arinaga Financial Group, Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Pastor Dave Barr. Pastor Dave is the senior pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship, Windward, in Windward, Oahu, in Kaneohe, Hawaii. Pastor Dave speaks at multiple services every weekend. Pastor Dave, what's the email address? Let's see, somebody says, hey, I want to find out more about New Hope Windward. How can I connect? I might want to come visit. Check this out. I want to hear him preach. I want to see the ministry there. How could they connect?
Yeah, I think the easiest way is through our website, which is www.newhopewindward.org.
newhopewindward.org. That's newhopewindward.org. newhopewindward.org.
Yeah. And we have our messages archived, so we have videos on there. Mm-hmm. We have all kinds of tools to help people grow in their relationship with God. And we meet at the Windward Mall at the Regal Cinemas. That's mm-hmm. our Kaneohe location, and we have three services there. But you know, a lot of people check us out online. and they watch the services online. And
that's right. You have an online church, right?
Yeah.
People that actually attend church through the virtual church.
Yeah, online. It's really, you know, somebody once said, if instead of saying, God bless what we're doing, they said, look at what God's doing and then join him in that. And so we realized that God was blessing our website, where we had this little tiny TV on the website, this little like 2x2 inch TV, and we used to put our messages on there. And then we found out through the website statistics that we had people around the U.S. who were attending our church. And so we invested a little bit of time and resources into making an online campus. And, you know, because that's where God was working. So we joined him in what he was doing, and we have people that attend our church from almost every state and even in other countries, to our surprise, because we're not a big church. So we don't care as long as the good news goes out. Yeah. Whoever, you know, if we can go into somebody's home through a computer and share with them how to grow in a relationship with Christ, we're all for it.
You know, Pastor Dave, his heart is like the heart of Christ to reach people, to connect with people, just like the Lord is wanting to reach you, to touch you right now, even at your point of need. So again, www.newhopewindward.org. You know, a program like the Good Life Hawaii radio show wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for some very generous partners, corporate partners that stand with us to make this available for you. And it's a leverage point for you to say, hey, you know, I like the story that I heard. I think my dad or my mom, my uncle, my auntie, my cousin, my friend can connect with that businessman or that businesswoman or the entertainer that was on the Good Life show. Then you can ask them to go ahead and go to the website, listen in. You see, it's a way for us to reach them, because, you know, you and I both know that there are people, even we try inviting them, at least at this particular season in their life, they're not wanting to go to church. They're not even interested. But anybody who lives life hits some bumps along the way, and you can use this radio program as a way to bring them even a little bit closer to the Lord. So do that. Use that. But a big mahalo to Dr. Kerry Ishihara of Wahiawa dentist, orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union right here on School Street, dentist Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, and Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated. Big mahalo to our sponsors. Pastor, before our break, you know, we were talking about change, and, you know, here you are in your corporate life, and it sounds like it was growing, developing. What was God doing, and what did God do in your life at that time?
Yeah, some people say, you know, Dave, why did you leave a corporate job where, you know, God had blessed me? Just to give context, he blessed me with a six-figure income. Mm. I was a general manager here in Hawaii. And, I mean, all the perks that go with a job like that. Sure. You know, you get to travel all around the islands, around the world. You stay in really nice five-star hotels and, you know, company car, expense account, all the perks that go with that job. And they say, man, why would you give that up for ministry? And I always respond and say, well, because I was called by God. And they say, well, what do you mean? You know, God call you on your cell phone? And
how do you know?
Yeah, how did you know? And for me, it was a process of God calling me into ministry. It started with just my desires. You know, the Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord. He gives you the desires of your hearts, which means, you know, he affects your passions. And my wife and I go on a weekly date. Yes. We do a date lunch. And at the time, we do date dinners. We do date lunches right now because kids are in school, we get free babysitting. But yeah, we used to do date dinners, and inevitably the conversation of our dates always steered back to my passions that God was welling up in me. And the passion, to summarize it in a few words, was this: how do we help more people meet Jesus in a relationship? And how do we help them discover his plan for their life? Mm-hmm. I didn't have that passion when I was 25. That is something that as I delighted myself in the Lord, he kind of downloaded mm-hmm. that passion in me. I call it doing church. Mm-hmm. And so I was always thinking about church leadership stuff, even though I wasn't leading a church. Mm-hmm. And I just had a passion. How do we reach more for Jesus? How do we grow them up? How do we help them discover his plan? And so that passion started brewing. And, you know, for some of our listeners, they may have a passion for something within their church or something outside of their church, but it's really welling up within them.
That's good.
And that could be a holy discontent that God is stirring up in their hearts to steer them towards an assignment he has for them. Mm. That's what he was doing in my life.
So be aware of that.
Absolutely. Mm. You know, sometimes we get really frustrated. Things aren't happening in the church. Or, man, how come the church isn't doing this and doing that? Often those are discontents that God is stirring in us because he wants us to lead it, to fix it, to be a part of the team that's going to help it change.
To add another dimension to what's already there.
To that church,
but to take it to another level.
Exactly. You know, people come, oh, Pastor, we need more small groups. And I'm thinking, I bet you God wants them to be a part of that team to help with those small groups. Or we need to feed the homeless. You know, how come we don't have a team feeding the homeless? Well, maybe God wants you to help initiate and pull a team together mm-hmm. for that. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really key that we pay attention to our passions. And for me, it was doing church or church leadership.
So how did it come about? I mean, you know, you and Lisa, you guys have these lunches, well, dinners mm-hmm. at the time. Mm-hmm. You began to identify that. And as you recognized it, how did it translate into actually now, you know, kind of take us on the journey, maybe take us on a rapid pace on the journey. Okay. But how did it go from those dinners to now here you are, the senior pastor at New Hope Windward.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was serving in ministries as a volunteer at that time. Okay. And for our listeners, I just encourage you, if you're, you know, you can't steer a parked car.
Tough.
You cannot. Try. Cannot do ba. So you the car has to be moving for it to be steered.
Yeah.
And so once you start serving, then the Holy Spirit can steer you into ministry. So I was serving, and he was starting to show me glimpses of ministries that I liked mm-hmm. and had a passion for that he had prepared before I was even born to do. And so then at the church I was attending, which was New Hope Oahu, Pastor Wayne Cadero's mm-hmm. church, they had an internship program. And I remember at one of our date dinners, I said, honey, maybe I should go, you know, resign my job and become an intern. And she looked at me like, what have you been smoking? You know, like, no way are you going to give up this great career that God's blessed you with to become a starving, you know, intern at New Hope Oahu. And make a long story short, over the next year and a half, then Wayne, and I had not told anybody this, but he had offered me a job to become a district pastor. And
okay.
I waited till I had multiple confirmations through God's word, through the body of Christ, other Christians, and through some circumstances that God was indeed asking me to resign to become a pastor. And so once I had enough confirmations, then I submitted my resignation and started being a pastor at New Hope Oahu. Hmm. And then a little less than 10 years ago, then New Hope Windward was about 10 months old, and God called me into that, and I've been there ever since.
You know, as I'm listening, I'm thinking, you came in, it's like you entered in through the servant's door, right?
Right.
So you come in through the servant's door, no pay. You know, this is not even talking about money or pay. I mean, you're already getting paid well from your regular job, but God is, like you said, downloaded this passion in your heart. It was undeniable. It was confirmed by Lisa, as you guys talked about. You know, passion is just emanating from you.
Right.
But then you're serving. That's the part where, like you said, the car is moving and God is directing you. And the other thing, too, is sometimes we throw out those incredibly crazy ideas.
Right.
Because we think, I mean, it just hits us. I mean, sometimes we throw it out ourselves. Nobody right. even has to tell us anything because it's so odd and so out there. But maybe this is a reminder. It could be the seed of a dream, and it's so exaggerated at this time in terms of the context of your life right now where you're at.
Right.
But like Pastor Dave and Lisa, what God did was he recalibrated the dream to connect with life and to rebuild it up so that you could fulfill your destiny.
Yeah. And he eased us into it, because if you were to ask me, even 12 years ago, I've been a pastor 10 years, I'd say, Dave, you want to be a pastor? I'd say, no way.
Hmm.
Number one, I don't want to get in front of people. I have a fear of public speaking. I don't want to get in front of people. I don't want to lead a church. I'm not smart enough. I'm not spiritual enough. No. I'll be in the marketplace ministry, and I'll just be ministering out there, but no way do I want to be a pastor. And so it's like God kind of eased us into it, and he met us where we were at. And I'm still becoming a pastor. I don't feel like I'm a pastor. I feel like I'm becoming one.
Yes.
And so God will meet you where you're at. You know, to our listeners, you are saved to serve. And as you start to just get in the car that God's driving and serve, he will steer you into the assignments he put you here on earth to do. You just have to serve. And he'll ease you into it. Sometimes you'll feel like he's throwing you in the deep end.
Yeah.
But if you feel that, it's okay. He's with you there, and he'll help you through it. And you'll depend more on him than yourself through that.
And we talk, well, because of the stretching experience, we're off balance. And so we have to lean.
Right.
And we have to lean on him.
Right.
And then he comes up with other types of resources, other connections, other relationships that I just sense, Pastor Dave, that you know, people are going through transitions. I mean, this has been life is tough. You know, the Great Recession. And I remember, you know, it's so distant for me when I would hear about the Great Depression. You know, the Great Depression that happened and how people changed, you know, decades ago, and how they became very conservative in their. It's like the great-grandparents, you know, that, or even the great-great-grandparents that went through it. But here we are in the thick of things, in the Great Recession. And people are stressed. People are discouraged. People are looking for answers, looking for a way out. And it's difficult. And here you are. You deal with problems. People with struggles all the time. Pastor, when we come back, you know, your story gives hope to me and to our friends who are listening right now, because when we think of change and positive change, it's like a glimmer, a sparkle of hope. And the sparkle can become a fire, and it can blaze. There's a fire for you. There's a blaze from God in your life. And it's already happening. That's why you're listening. So stay with us. We're going to hear more from Pastor Dave Barr, and you're going to be blessed. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Pastor Dave Barr. Pastor Dave is the senior pastor of New Hope Windward in Kaneohe, Hawaii. They have their services on the weekends there at the Regal Cinema Theaters. They're at Windward Mall.
Yeah.
And you can visit him at newhopewindward.org. You can access various resources from the website, get information. They have a online church. I mean, people from different parts of the United States and even other parts of the world are part of the online church, a virtual church ministry that's going on, Pastor Dave, and the blessing continues to expand. Before our break, we're talking about changes and transitions and even crazy ideas that sometimes we throw out before they even sink into our own hearts, but God could be in it. And sometimes he recalibrates us to connect or reconnect so that we could actually, in time, fulfill the destiny that he has for us. But hey, we're everyday people. We live in the everyday world as part of the human experience. So we experience tough times. Pastor Dave is no different. So he's going to share with us some of the trials that he went through in the process of transition.
Oh, man, there's so many to count. I would say this, you know, it's kind of stirring in my mind right now is for our listeners, you know, God has a plan for your life. And so often the dreams that he's planted in your heart, when we start thinking about doing them, fears start to creep up.
Mm-hmm.
Or we think about, oh, I'm not smart enough. I don't have the time or the resources or the talent to do it. And that causes us to cower back from fulfilling those assignments God's mm-hmm. put us here on earth to do. And I would just say this, that, you know, when God calls you to do something, it will require faith and it will require courage. And courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is moving in spite of your fears. And I'd have to say, honestly, as a pastor, I just have to move against my fears.
Mm-hmm.
Because God will ask you to do things bigger than you. But let me tell you, when you do it, the fulfillment and the thrill of seeing God work, when you've moved against those fears, is better than any drug high thrill or pill I've ever experienced mm-hmm. in my life. There's nothing like it. When you have those moments, Danny, you've known this, where you have these glimpses of moments where you're going, I'm doing what God put me here on earth to do. Yeah. And you see him helping you do things that you know you can't do on your own, so that he gets the glory.
Yeah. Now, did this transition,
mm-hmm.
you're going through a change, New Hope Oahu with Pastor Wayne. How did it affect you financially? Did it have an impact? I've got to ask.
Ask my wife. I just say that because, yeah, my last job, I was blessed by God's grace. I mean, seriously, that job I only had because of God's blessing and grace. I had a six-figure income, and I just share this to give context. Mm-hmm. When I was going into ministry, my salary was going to reduce 60%.
60%.
60%.
We have to enunciate that. Someone might think it's 16.
Not 16. I wish it was only 16. And I thought, this isn't going to work. There's just no way, God, that I can go into ministry. Mm-hmm. Because we had felt that God had asked my wife to stay home and raise our three daughters. We have three daughters, 12, 10, and 7.
And their names?
Madeline, Michaela, and Mariah. Yeah.
Okay.
And we really felt strongly that the Lord wanted Lisa to be home with them while they were being raised. And so, we just can't do this, mm-hmm. Financially. And, there's an old saying, where God guides, God provides. And he did. I remember getting a call one day, and this couple from the church said, hey, we heard that God's calling you into ministry. I'm thinking, how did they hear that? And they'd been blessed with money. The husband of that couple has what, Deuteronomy says is the gift of wealth. Mm-hmm. And they said, we would like to make up the difference in your financial budget so that you can go into ministry.
Wow.
And I was like, what? And I was like, oh, no. Because sometimes you feel shame, right, when you're trying to receive from people.
The Lord was preparing you to relate to the Asians, because the Asians always, when you get asked, they're like, no.
Yeah. But I had always provided for myself since I had a family, and I was just like, no. And I was, and when I hung up, I told him no. I hung up the phone, and I felt the Lord say, get out of my way.
Mm.
Just deep conviction, where he said, I'm going to provide for you in my own ways. Get out of my way.
Yeah, wow.
And I was like, oh. I didn't know that was from you, God.
That was from God's hand.
Yeah. And so then they called back about a week later, and they said, so what do you think? And I was like, oh, man. I said, this is hard for me to say, but I think I'm supposed to have you guys help us out. Mm-hmm. And I still struggled feeling shame and stuff, but that couple helped us for years. And and God just made ends meet. Now, we continued, following God's money management principles as best as we could. You got to keep tithing. And I thought, how can we tithe? Mm. But God just made it work, He asked for 10%, and he helped us live on the 90. And there was miraculous ways and how he provided. And so for our listeners, if you're going through financial times, I just encourage you to keep following God's money management principles of giving and saving, working hard, and budgeting, and I know that's not always easy, but when you follow the way he instructs us to manage money, then you have that blessing that comes along. And I can say, after 10 years in the area of money management and so many other areas, that God is faithful. Mm-hmm. We have to do our part, but then he does his part, and then you step back and you go, only God could have done that. But he's provided. And it's been lean at times. I'm not going to say, well, we've had all kinds of money. Mm-hmm. No, it's been lean, but man, our needs have been taken care of and some.
What about your relationship? Sometimes change, transitions, it just gets tense, man. Sometimes, sometimes it gets explosive.
Yeah.
And it's out of the context of even as leaders, what people may perceive publicly, which hopefully that's true too, but humans are humans. So how did it affect you and your relationship with Lisa and the girls? And
yeah. Whew. Well, ministry, I can say different things on that. First of all, there's spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
And it just amped up like 10 times greater once I went from being a general manager to being a pastor. So there's spiritual warfare on your family and your kids that it's really hard to describe until you become a pastor.
Yeah.
And about 4 years into being a pastor, my marriage started to show the signs of some areas that needed attention. And, you know, just to be candid, I'd kind of put ministry as my priority, not my wife and not my kids. Mm-hmm. And anytime you get those relationship priorities out of order, you're going to have problems eventually. So ministry was my priority, not my wife, not my kids. They were getting all of my leftovers. I was out serving 4 or 5 nights a week, you know, doing all kinds of ministry stuff. And my wife and I started having arguments every week. I mean, and that was not our pattern. We'd argue a lot. And to be honest, I thought most of the issues were hers. I thought, man, you should hear some of the couples I have to counsel as a pastor. I'm not that bad. I thought, she's the one with the problems. And I'll never forget, we finally, our marriage got so rocky that we started going to Christian counseling. And make a long story short, the counselor, after hearing our stories, he said, and he had an Australian accent, he said, Dave, I need to tell you, mate, that most of your problems in your marriage are because of you. I thought, boy, we need to find another counselor.
You need to switch.
Yeah. He obviously didn't hear what I was saying. Our issues are hers.
Wow.
And then over 4 months, God began to show me, man, I was the one that needed to grow up and change.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it takes a lot to admit it. Even if it comes through an Australian accent, man, it takes a lot of guts and courage to do it. And we know it's a process.
Yeah.
And as you're in process, know that whatever accent it's coming through, I mean, we chuckle, we laugh, because you know what? Life, sometimes it's all we can do. You know, sometimes it's, life is tough. It's painful. The seriousness of it causes us to, you know, kick in some defense mechanisms or even some survival mechanisms.
That's right.
But in the midst of it all, Pastor Dave, the Lord has been with you and blessed you. And today, you're an example of God's grace and God's favor. And together, we remind you that God's love is for you. It's big, big love for you. His grace and His favor is with you. You know, in the next few weeks, you're going to hear more stories from people like Pastor Dave Barr. Invite someone to listen in. You can visit us at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Here's a scripture for today. Lamentations 3:22-23. The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for His compassions never fail. They're new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined today by our featured guest, Pastor Dave Barr. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Leah Rodriguez. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I leave.